Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your positive economic indicators. Numbers released this week show that New York City has had a faster pace of job growth this year than at any time since the 1950s. WNYC business editor Charlie Herman is here now to explain and take some of your positive economic indicator phone calls. Hiya, Charlie.
Good morning.
And listeners, obviously there's a lot wrong with the area's economy today, locally and nationally, but let's acknowledge this good news since it's here and put it into context as well. And where I think we can make a difference right now is by taking calls with your positive economic indicators. Specifically, what job have you landed recently? And what kinds of opportunities do you know of for others? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What job have you landed recently? And what kinds of opportunities do you know about that might help others who are looking? 212-433-9692. It's your positive economic indicators. And Charlie, tell us about these eye-popping numbers for New York City job growth.
Well, I have to say, just first off, it's nice to actually be here and have good numbers. So often I feel that when you hear the business reporters brought in, it's usually to tell you there's bad news everywhere we can find bad news. There really has been a strong job creation in New York City overall. I mean, if you look at the past 4 months of the number of jobs created, what's happened nationally is the first 2 months, and this has happened a couple times now, first 2 months, things look really good, and then the job creation declines. That hasn't happened here in New York. It keeps getting stronger. We're in a situation now where in the private sector, all the jobs that were lost since the recession have been regained. In fact, there are now more than 45,000 jobs above the previous high of employed people in New York City back in April of 2008, before the recession really hit in. So the economy is doing very well, and part of it is because we're seeing this mix of industries in New York City. It's everything from tourism to retail to the professional and business services, where we're really seeing the largest percentage of increase in jobs. These are accountants and lawyers, you know, people who not necessarily the financial sector, but work in professional jobs.
And I read that construction and manufacturing, two of the sectors that took the biggest hits in recent years, are coming back.
Slowly. They're still not doing as well as like the national manufacturing and construction industries are doing. And what we're seeing here in New York is that there are a lot more permits that are being issued for new construction, which should eventually lead to some more construction jobs. But those have really been the two areas that have been lagging perhaps the most. Again, it's in a lot of these areas like leisure and hospitality. You're getting a lot of people who are coming to New York for tourism, or they're actually coming to New York to buy homes. So you're getting that as well, too. I mean, there was that recent $90 million sale.
Yeah.
You know, it could very well be some overseas expert.
To put this into regional context, you report that the city almost stands alone. And this is kind of the cloud around the silver lining, or within the silver lining. The rest of New York State is not seeing a spurt of job growth, and neither is New Jersey.
Yeah, you know, the state is doing it's overall, I would say, though, that while the state may be not doing as well as the city, overall, the state private sector has seen some real strong growth compared to the rest of the country. And it's only one of the five states that has more private sector service jobs now than it did before the recession. So the state is actually seeing some improvements in some ways compared to the rest of the other states. But New York City is a bit of a standout in terms of like how well it's doing.
And why would that be? Because the region is interconnected economically. Why would the city's job growth be jumping when the region as a whole is not jumping nearly as much?
There's just a lot of industries, a lot of diverse industries here in the city. One of the areas that's really strong right now, of course, and we're hearing a lot of reports about it, is the tech sector. In fact, that's actually proving to be an area of difficulty for government statisticians and economists to figure out exactly where the job growth is happening, because, you know, what constitutes a tech company now? In the past, we used to think it maybe was the Oracles or the companies that actually make your chips that go in your computer, that sort of thing. Now, if you work for a company like Gilt Group, for example, which sells as a retailer online, you know, the government would most likely look at that company as a retailer, not a tech company.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of diversity of companies in New York City proper, which accounts for a lot of the large growth that we're seeing.
All right, listeners, your positive economic indicators. You have a little bit of the lay of the land there. Flesh it out with your story. Did you land a job recently after a period of unemployment? Call up and tell us what it is. Or maybe you're at work, so you can't call in. But some of you don't work this hour. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Give us a call and tell us what industry you're aware of or familiar with or in that you think is popping a little bit where other people might look. 212-433-WNYC to tell us that on the air with Charlie Herman, our business editor. How about in national terms? Is New York much different from the nation as a whole in this respect?
In some aspects, yeah. I mean, because what we've seen for the last like 3 years is January and February, we see really strong job growth. And then the numbers drop come March, April, May. And part of that is because of larger national economic trends that have happened. This hasn't seemed to be the case this year in New York City. We saw continued strong growth in March and in April. The trends seem to indicate that there will be more jobs created. So New York is, I don't want to say it's completely bucking the trend, but it's doing well compared to the rest of the country. And one of the interesting things is that for a city which is so identified with Wall Street and for an industry and for our government really and taxes that are so based on the income that Wall Streeters make, that's still really, really important to the economy, but it's not the dominant one in the sense of there are other industries that are doing well. In fact, employment on Wall Street's been pretty flat. We continue to hear stories about job losses or announcements of job cuts. So we're getting a lot of stuff in other sectors, which is really good for the economy to diversify beyond just being reliant on just one industry.
Eric in Basking Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I've got the opposite problem. I am trying to find people who are willing to work and potentially develop their own businesses for me. And right now what I need are a couple of people to represent me at the Clearwater Festival on Father's Day weekend.
Huh. So how can they get in touch with you?
Okay.
I don't want you to give a phone number on the air, no. But maybe if you want to give an email address, you could do that or a
okay.
website.
Okay, it's Eric P. Russell at hotmail.com.
Russell with two S's and two L's?
Yes, and what the product they would be representing is a new technology called atmospheric water generation that pulls water from the humidity in the air and turns it out absolutely pure.
Eric, I'm going to leave it there as a description. There you go. We're matching Brian Larochelle listeners with employment one job at a
time. One job at a time. You know, what's interesting, he points
out. And I just want to say, to you know, be clear, I don't know Eric. We can't vouch for whether he's got a real company or anything. But if you contact him via his email address, you'll need to suss that out for yourself.
Well, what's interesting is, and we had some recent reporting on this too, is there's a real issue with trying to find engineers to work in companies here in New York City, that there is a demand for a lot of employees and not necessarily being able to find them, in part because a lot of people are going out and creating their own companies. And so a lot of companies are left looking for web developers or mobile phone app developers because these people, if they have an idea, they can very easily go out and create their own company. So there's a lot of people who are out there, you know, a lot of employers who are looking for work and looking for people, I should say.
Your positive economic indicators at a time that we now know that New York City has had a faster pace of job growth so far this year than at any time since the 1950s. 212-433-WNYC. Margo in Manhattan. Hi, Margo.
Hi. I have a leading economic indicator. My husband busks in Central Park and has done so for many summers now. Last summer was awful. Now his daily take has doubled over last summer.
Uh-huh. What does he do exactly?
He plays the ukulele and
how
sings.
Neat. How neat. Okay. That may be a tourism positive economic indicator or maybe a combination of New Yorkers and tourists. How about Mary in Riverdale? Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm the building manager for our family's. We own a 25-unit walk-up in Riverdale, and in 2009, we had, I would say, over half of our tenants, most of whom are young professionals. This is their first job or second job. They're in their early to mid-20s. Over half of them lost their jobs or went to half-time, so half of our building just, you know, we had all these vacancies. And I would say in the last, 14 months, we have had no vacancies except for two people who had to leave because their companies transfer them to other cities.
That is a really good indicator.
Good indicator. And another indicator is Because it's still difficult for a lot of people to get loans, and because New York City is, you know, it's difficult to get enough money for the down payment for mortgages, especially for co-ops, rentals have really been soaring. And if you own a building, you have a lot more. You know, I presume that Mary is probably not offering the sort of concessions that maybe she was 2 years ago, you know, a month free rent or things like that, because you're in the driving seat right now. There's so many renters out there.
Chris in Bergen County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris. Chris, you have a positive economic indicator for us? Chris, okay. How about Tim in Hillsborough? Tim?
Hi, good morning. I think this is great that the numbers have changed and they're doing a lot better. But we're so far behind the curve because so many people have lost their jobs in the area. We're still behind, even though the numbers look like they're the best they've been, as you said, since the 50s.
I think that's really important to point out, actually, Charlie, because when you do a numbers story, you have to ask, compared to what? So this is a faster pace of job growth in New York City so far this year than any time in 60 years. It's an amazing number. But does that just mean the pace of growth has been slow?
Well, what it means is that the pace of growth has been very fast. I mean, the pace of growth in New York City is faster than the rest of the country. And if you look at private sector jobs, the total number of private sector jobs in New York City right now, there are 45,000 more jobs than when we were at the peak of employment before the recession in April of 2008. So what this is saying is employers are actually creating – there are more jobs, more people employed now than there were before the recession actually kicked in. The one caveat to this is that's private sector. You know, I'm trying to be positive here through this session, but there are some worrisome signs. And one of them, of course, is government employees. There's been, you know, a large number of cuts at the federal, state, and even at the local level. And so if you're a public sector worker, that has not been a good area, and there has been a decrease there. So if you look just at the private sector, things are looking really well. If you add in the public sector part, it pulls the numbers down, mm-hmm. and we're not looking as good.
But, of course, we want that private sector job growth to lead the way.
Because with that, you have more taxes coming in. You have the government is able to support more functions. And theoretically, the government can grow and not be constantly laying off people.
And it's really heartening how many people are calling in with their own personal positive economic indicators. We only have time for one more, and it's Sue in Sleepy Hollow. Hi, Sue. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi. Great to be on the air. I'm an interior designer, and I had my own business for 10 years. And in 2010, I had to close it because it literally came to a screeching halt. It took about a year and a half for me to get employment. I started working at Ethan Allen, and a year later, it's been about a year that I've been at Ethan Allen, I now, for the last 3 months, have been getting phone calls from old clients wanting to do more work.
Great. The work is returning to the interior design business in Sleepy Hollow. Sue, thank you very much. And Charlie, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WNYC business editor Charlie Herman talking along with you on this news that job growth in New York City so far this year has been at a faster pace than at any time since the 1950s. Good luck to all of you out there. We have more to come here on The Brian Lehrer Show today. Stay with us.